Matt Shepherd, the Michigan play-by-play guy. Matt, what's up, buddy?
Hey, fellas. How you been today?
Well, you've got a busy night tonight.
Yeah, there's no place I'd rather be tonight than at the Georgia Dome, get an opportunity to watch and call this game to Michigan fans. It's going to be awesome.
Matt, we were talking about the line for this ball game is Louisville, and they're favored by 4 points. Mm-hmm. It seemed like Michigan struggled a little bit with Syracuse zone. Are they going to have a little bit of pressure with that press that Louisville's going to give tonight?
Well, I mean, Louisville forces 19 turnovers a game, so I think there's a lot of teams that have struggled with it. I think a lot of people were asking that in the second game of the tournament if Michigan would struggle against VCU's pressure. I think everybody has struggled against Syracuse's pressure. Teams were shooting 29% against Syracuse in the NCAA tournament. So for Michigan to come out and shoot about 44, 46%, whatever it was, I thought they did a pretty good job. You know, they force you to milk the clock a little bit. They're a little like Wisconsin in that regard, not in the defense of what I'm talking about, but just the forcing you to be patient and persistent with your offense. And Michigan's coaches stressed that all week leading up to that game against Syracuse. I don't think Louisville will play the same type. I mean, they'll play, I think, a 2-3 matchup zone. I'm sure they'll press a little bit full court, but I don't think they'll do it a whole lot tonight because I think they saw what Michigan did to VCU. It wouldn't surprise me if Louisville doubled the ball when Trey Burke had it, and it wouldn't surprise me if they did a little bit of half-court traffic more than anything else. Michigan's got ball handlers. They'll test it tonight. Trey Burke, Tim Hardaway, Spike Albrecht, Karis LeVert off the bench. Those guys will have to be able to come in and alleviate some of that pressure that I think Louisville will put on Trey Burke more than anybody else.
Matt, we heard during the pregame presser with Rick Pitino, he said that more than most teams, Michigan is a very difficult club to prepare for when you have one day, aside from all of the other things that go into getting ready for a national championship game. What is it about Michigan that makes Coach Pitino feel that it is more difficult to prepare for Michigan on one day than most teams?
Well, I think it's a really good question, and I would say Michigan probably feels the same thing about Louisville, and I think it's primarily because Michigan runs so many different offensive plays, so many different sets, then they can go through so many different guys. Look, we all know that the point guard handles things, so the ball's going to be in Trey Burke's hands or Spike Albrecht, who's ever out there on the floor, but when they bring Albrecht on and Stauskas out, Burke switches to the two. Michigan runs plays for Tim Hardaway, Nick Stauskas, Mitch McGarry now. Now they have more of an inside-outside balance than they did before. They can hurt you on the wing. They can put you on the drive. There's so many different things that you have to be careful for against Michigan, whereas other teams, you know, you have a lot of guys who might be cleaning up other players' messes. Michigan has a lot of offensive weapons, and I think that's what Rick Pitino is alluding to.
You mentioned Mitch McGarry earlier, and boy, he has really stepped into the tournament right now, 16 points per game, 11.5 rebounds per game. Just talk about his play so far in the NCAA tournament, what it's meant to this Wolverine team.
Well, this is the kind of play that I think a lot of Michigan fans expected from Mitch McGarry, realistically or unrealistically. But, you know, we got to understand this guy was a really high recruit before his senior season or before his last year at that prep school. And I think he came in and there was an adjustment to the speed of the game, an adjustment to college basketball in general. And he had to cut off the junk food. He had to get in better shape. He's done that. His attitude's always been good. His relentless pursuit of playing the game has always been good. And now I think because he has worked so hard on getting in shape and worked on his mid-range game, whether it be from 16 feet or 8 feet along the baseline to the elbow, he's worked diligently on that aspect of his game, and it's paying off.
This is Matt Shepherd joining us here, the play-by-play voice of the Michigan basketball team, of course, taking on Louisville for the national championship tonight. Matt, how long have you been doing the Wolverines basketball games?
Well, I've done it. This is my ninth consecutive season, but I did it back in the day with Steve Fisher a little bit, too, when they were on different radio stations.
Okay. So, I mean, this is a fan base, obviously, that is pretty thirsty for a national championship in basketball. And, you know, Tim Hardaway Jr. Has been quoted saying that the football program's got, more of the tradition. And, of course, Michigan's known for its hockey program as well. But the I was a teenager when the Fab Five was coming out, and I still think of Michigan sometimes as a basketball school. These have got to be fans that have been thirsting to cut down the nets for a long time. What's the mindset of the Michigan basketball fan today?
Well, there's no question Michigan's a football school. You can't deny that when they lead you know, the nation in attendance on a regular basis. I mean, when you're drawing 116,000 every single Saturday and you're the second largest city in the state of Michigan, for crying out loud, or third largest, there's no doubt who's going there. But what Michigan's basketball team has done, what they've done, is I think they've bridged a gap between those who were soured a little bit on the previous Brian Ellerbe regime. I think they liked Tommy Amaker. I'm not sure they ever believed that he could necessarily push them over the top, but I think there were limitations there out of Tommy's control, because Tommy Amaker is a wonderful coach and he's a great guy. But I think a lot of people soured on Brian Ellerbe. They were soured on the sanctions that took place, and I think they were looking for something to, you know, I don't know, to quote Poison, the rock band, something to believe in. And I think they have that now in John Beilein and the kind of kid that he recruits and the kind of athletes that represent the brand that is the University of Michigan.
Matt Shepard, the voice of the Michigan Wolverines as they take on the Louisville Cardinal tonight. Matt, we appreciate you joining Overtime, and good luck tonight.
All right, fellas. Have a great week. I appreciate it.